A stormy day. A few days later, I have to go out with Ginger in the carriage. I wonder how we will get on together. Except for laying her ears back when they lead me to her, she behaves very well. But will I ever win her affection? Kind treatment makes good horses, James. Bad treatment ruins them, says John to James, as they put on our double harness. She does her work, full share. When we come to the hill, instead of slowing down and leaving me to do the work, she pulls away as hard as she can. Our paces match perfectly. I couldn't have a better partner in double harness. I am sure that afterwards things will be different between us. They are. They are worse. She ignores me completely. Before, she at least kicked and got mad. Now she pretends I am invisible. One day, late in the autumn, my master has a long journey to go on business. Even though I am new, he and John trust me to get them safely there and back, no matter how terrible the storm. They put me into the dog cart. I like to go in the dog cart. It is so light, and the high wheels run along so pleasantly. The branches are falling off the trees. The rain stings my eyes. Woods in the storm are a scary place. "Keep moving, Beauty," says John. The bridge is partially under water, but it looks safe. As I reach the middle, I know that something is wrong. "Beauty, go, go forward." Everything inside me screams, "It's dangerous, don't go any further." John wants me to go. I want to obey him, but he is wrong. I don't know how to tell him we can't go there. "Come on, Beauty, for me." I try to tell him it's not safe. I am not moving. John gets off the cart and comes to me.